Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Peter of Milwaukee. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Peter of Milwaukee?
Sure. What's on my mind, Matt? Now, this is Peter Pekarsky. I'm running for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate seat. Election's being held next year. I'm just coming back. I was happy to be on your show a couple
days
ago.
Can you speak up a little louder, Peter? I'm taking it off speaker.
Sure.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
It shouldn't be on speaker. Could be a problem with the mic. But anyway, can you hear me now, Matt?
Yeah, a little better, but speak very clear, very loudly. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hope it's better. Anyway, I hope you can hear me now. If the problems, let me know. But the reason I'm here is because I was on your show a couple days ago, told your audience I'm trying to get elected to get for the people of Wisconsin a number of the critical things we need. They're on my website, PekarskyForWisconsin.com. You know, things like universal health care is a basic right. Doing something about climate change, protecting our workers and unions, getting broadband throughout the state of Wisconsin. Anyway, I mentioned that we get none of that unless we protect our elections. I said there was going to be some news and steps taken later in the week. We took those steps yesterday. I just wanted to report back because I told your audience I'd come back. And let you know we took those steps yesterday just to clear up one of the election administration procedures. That is with respect to absentee ballots, where they centrally count absentee ballots. It turns out they put some identifying information on the ballot, so we just asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the Attorney General of the state to stop that and go forward. It'll make no difference to the voter. The voter will just get their absentee ballot, cast it, and will get in. It'll get counted centrally as they are right now. But the whole point is, to follow the state constitution, which requires this in Article 3, Section 3, and to empower the people to get people into office who are qualified to address issues facing this country.
Peter, let me just interject here for a second. Attack on absentee voting, I think, isn't productive. It has no basis. I'm assuming it's not just a stunt to get your name in the newspapers.
That's correct. It is not.
Our elections are very well done in this state. And the better way, I'll tell you what happened in the old days, if you wanted to get your name in the papers, you would put on a scuba diving outfit, go to the Milwaukee River, call the TV cameras and tell them you're looking for pollution. And they put you on TV. Now, nowadays, you got to do a little more. You got to jazz it up. But crazy stuff about going after Wisconsin elections, that's a Republican thing. It's wrong. It's wrong. And it is not something that if any Senate candidate in this race on either side starts attacking our elections or attacking the procedures for the elections, it just plays into the whole Trump thing. And that is wrong. That is very wrong. Always appreciate your calling in. Your issues are great.
That's not what I'm doing, Matt.
Peter, thanks very much for calling. Thank you very much
for calling. Thanks very much, Matt. Have a great day.
Okay.
We're going on.
And this is a little tidbit. This is a little tidbit that is priceless. You think that the Republican Party is so, it's right wing and all that. Do you know how degraded it is? Let me tell you what happened in Montana. In Montana, they have an attorney general and a governor. The governor is the guy who beat up a reporter back when he was in Congress last cycle. He hit a reporter and somehow got away with it, and then he got himself elected governor. That's the kind of deal that goes on out there. Their attorney general just went rogue. He just went rogue. There was a patient, a COVID-19 patient in a Montana hospital, a woman, older woman, who said that she wanted to be injected with ivermectin. Ivermectin kills worms in cattle and horses. It is not for human beings in that amount. She didn't have worms. And if you give a human being a drug that's meant for an animal that could weigh 2,000 pounds, you can kill him. It's not going to help her COVID, and it's very, very bad. It's very, very bad. So the doctors, these are good doctors, they said, no, we're not going to do that. You know, we took an oath as doctors. We're not going to do no harm. It's not going to help your COVID, and it could hurt you really, really badly. You know what she did? She gets up out of bed, goes out and gets a private prescription, and she comes back. She goes, some doctor will give it to her, and she hands it to the doctors of the hospital and says, well, now you got to give it to me. And they said, no, we don't. If you want to fill that prescription, you're not doing it at this hospital, go somewhere else. You know what the Montana Attorney General did? He sent police, a state trooper, into the hospital to confront the doctors. And the doctors were harassed and threatened by three different public officials. The Federation of Republican Women in Montana posted on Facebook that this woman's prior plan to attack COVID was, quote, not working, end quote. This is intolerable. This is intolerable. Republicans in Montana send the police and public officials to harass and threaten doctors because, in their professional judgment, they refuse to administer a worm medicine for 2,000-pound animals to an elderly woman. This has got to stop. You know, I understand that we need fetishes for tribes to form. This has been true of religions. It's been true of everything else. You have certainly dietary things and all that, and that's great, clothing and so forth, architecture, art. But when you have Republicans sending the police and sending three different public officials into a hospital to harass and threaten doctors for not giving a veterinary worm dewormer medication for 2,000-pound animals, to an elderly woman, that's got to be investigated by a federal grand jury. We cannot permit that to continue to happen. We cannot permit that to continue to happen. Okay, on a lighter note and a better note, Joe Biden has blocked a second Trump attempt to withhold January 6th insurrection documents. Second time. Originally, Biden said he was not going to invoke executive privilege to block documents that have been generated when Trump was president. Trump was president. He lost the election November 3rd. He was president up until January 20 at noon. That's why he commandeered Air Force One that morning of January 20 to fly to Mar-a-Lago in grand style. So he originally said documents that were generated when I was president, i.e. Trump, should not be released. Biden said baloney. That's subject to litigation. Now Trump is trying to block documents that were generated after he left, but that refer to him. And Biden just said baloney. Hey, guys, in the Republican Party, word, let me advise you about something. Executive privilege is exercised by the president. There's only one president. That's Joe Biden. Trump has no executive privilege. Neither does Steve Bannon or his other thugs. They have no executive privilege. And Biden is standing tall. Very, very glad to see that. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.